Welcome back to the Journeyman Cave, everybody. Episode 25. It's our quarter century, Mr. Shakespeare. How are you doing?
Yeah, and it's third catch-up.
It is. It's, well, another season, another batch done. And I know we always say it, but there's been some good ones.
Oh, yeah, definitely, mate. I'm all right today, but obviously I'm suffering a massive ear infection.
Yes, we're at Casa del Shakespeare, aren't we, today?
Yeah.
And we've got a special guest with us, sat to your right.
Let's
introduce him.
Hello.
Yeah, we've got my little boy, George, here. Obviously, the teacher on strike today. Power to the people. Keep going. Fight the establishment.
Exactly.
And yeah, we're at a good start, mate. And I think, like I said, 25 episodes of this. Like I said, you said we'd get there. I wasn't convinced, yeah. But...
soon be on 50, mate.
I think with the ones we've got lined up, we're not far off that, you know.
I don't think we are. Well, I mean, speaking of milestones... we were just going to have a catch up to see where things are at in the current state of journeyman boxing. So I know you've got a few people you want to mention.
Yeah, there's not many, three or four I've got to mention, but there's a few milestones coming up, and it will be done probably by the time this goes out. We'll be knocking about, and that milestones will be done. We'll start off with Harry Matthews.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, got stopped in his last fight. So he's out for a couple of weeks, but he's on 96 now.
Yeah.
So the big century is very, very close. And also, his stable mate, who also unfortunately got stopped a couple of weeks ago, is Mr. Luke Fash. He's on 98.
Oh, wow.
So we've got two big centuries coming up, haven't we?
Yeah.
So well done to both of you for that. Very, very much appreciated in the journeyman world and very well respected. And last of all, our good friend Jake Pollard.
Jake, yep.
Yeah, he's on 49 now.
Yeah.
So that's the half century for Jake.
Brilliant.
I think that's a week or so away and the half century will be up. So that's three people there we've got who are on the milestone. So well done to you all.
I'm sure we'll manage to do a bit of a social media post for him.
100%. I mean, we did a social media post a few weeks ago, and it was well for the last one I'd like to mention on milestones. Yeah. We had Mr. Liam Rocco Richards got the undub, didn't he, a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Thank you for Nabil for reminding us for that.
Yes, he did.
So well done for that, Rocco, mate. Respect to you for that. And long may it continue, because you've still got your good looks about you, mate. I've seen you.
Oh, well. So what else is happening? Do we need to... stop mentioning anybody else? Shall we?
No, milestones are done, mate. Right. We had a little check. If I missed anybody, please let us know in the comments.
Definitely.
But there's a few, obviously, I like to have a few fighters to look out for, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
I like to do that on every episode on as catch-ups. And obviously, I had a top three to watch out for a beginning of this year.
Yeah, we did.
And now we're in midway through the year. I've picked three people out who I've been impressed with this year on the road.
Right, go on then.
And I'm going to start off with... the first one, our good friend Nabil Ahmed. No victories or anything this year, but I've seen him a few times and he has been pushing these prospects very, very close.
I've seen some clips of him and he does. He really does.
And he's getting to be known around the circuit as one of the best. And obviously, you know, he's managed by Jake and he's looked after there. And yeah, he's been pushing a few and he's been losing a few, you know, 38, 37s and stuff like that. So he's very, very, you know what I mean, he's one to watch out for, and I'm sure there's going to be a result coming soon.
Well, it's the Batley Bulldog, isn't it? It says so on his T-shirts.
Well, yeah, he does. He loves them T-shirts, doesn't he? And then there's another guy. I've got two guys here who just started out last year who have actually been doing amazing. The first one I want to mention is Jake Smith. He started off last year. He's only had five fights, but he's on the road, and he's already picked up a win and a draw this year.
Oh, wow.
So he got a draw last month, which were a good result, and he picked up a win just before the beginning of the year, and he's moved on very well, and he's had five fights now, and I think he's definitely one to watch. He's had a couple of good results, and I think he's pretty much avoided, to be quite honest.
Right.
He's got a lot of skills about him as Jake, and... I'm looking forward to seeing him in the future because I think he's got a lot more fights in him.
Yeah, keep an eye out for him.
Yeah, and I think there'll be more results to come on that as well. And last but not least, I've got Lamar Griggs, who also started last year.
I would say that's a new name to me.
Yeah, started last year. Would I call him a journeyman? I don't know if that's a bit disrespectful to him. He might want to have more ambitions than that. But he's been on the road in the away corner virtually every time. And he's had 11 fights, and he's already picked up 3 wins and a draw.
3?
Yeah, and he's picked up 2 wins this year, and he's also picked up a draw this year. So he's probably been the most successful in the away corner, I would think.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And he's definitely one good. He's a big lad, and obviously he must come for a fight with them results. And I think he's another one to watch out for. So he's my third and final one to watch out for. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to watching all 3 of these lads going forward. And I'm hoping to see maybe a W. I'm not saying for all 3 of them, that might be a bit greedy. But I'm hoping at least one of them can pick up another W.
I think we can get that, definitely.
Yeah, that's a definitely. I'm sure they'll listen to this. And that's a target for all 3 of them. If you don't get a W, let's get a D in there at least, please.
I'm sure they'll manage that. So on to news at home, shall we say. People will not be aware, will they? But you took your seconds license a few days ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've spoke about this at length, so I do know what it involves. But, you know, I'm sure there's a few people listening who have no idea what that is. So do you fancy telling the listeners what a second is and what the license is for?
Yeah, well, obviously, I've been asked by a few journeymen that since I've been doing this to, do you fancy doing your second license, Matt? You know, we could do it some helping corner. And, you know, I've been only an hour over doing it. You know, I'm lighting my nerves and stuff, but finally took the plunge and applied in January. And yes, I had my interview with Mr. Les Potts just a couple of days ago, like you say, and successfully passed the interview. So the next step for me is we're going on a course, George?
Manchester.
Yeah, apparently we're going to Manchester for a course in September, which will include a first aid course. Then once that's done, we'll be all ready to go and help out in the corners. And obviously, a second isn't a trainer.
No.
It's not someone who's going to be in there giving all the instructions, but I think it's a very vital job that the seconds do. They need to be there, and they're there to make sure that the fighter's going to get rehydrated. You know, they carry all the gear for them. And just there on the outside to make sure the trainer can concentrate on the fighter and the fighter can concentrate on himself.
Yeah.
And my job is just going to be there just to help him out in the corner, making sure they're refueled and washing the gum shield, doing the glamorous jobs. But I won't have it any other way.
No.
And I want to thank all the fighters for pushing me to do this because, you know, I don't believe in myself very much. But like you said, mate, we're on number 25 here. We're still going strong. And
well, now you've got that, we might have to create a sister podcast, Shecky's Journey on the Road.
Well, from what I'm gathered with Summit Fighters, we are going to be there, mate, and I'm sure you'll not be far away. And we're always going to need a driver. But
look at me.
Well, I thought if we do a few away days, mate, you know, we can always maybe stay overnight, can't we?
I'll bob along, definitely.
It'd be good to have you involved, mate, as well. And I'm sure the fighters would appreciate it, mate. And long may this continue. We're going to keep fighting.
Definitely. I suppose then we'll move on to the recap itself. Like we say, I mean, we say it all the time, but it has been a brilliant sort of batch of interviews, I think. All started off with a trip to Tamworth.
It did, and we didn't get Finder out this time, aren't we, down there, did we?
That's a first.
We had a nice, successful trip for a new base for you and all, didn't we, there?
Oh, I picked up my new axe. Mm. Yes, good weekend, that one.
Yeah.
Back to the episode. Who did we see?
Yeah, we went to see the one and only Matt Seawright. True legend in my eyes. It was a pleasure to meet him. And what a career he had. And it was a pleasure to get his autograph as well.
Yeah.
Because he did owe me one.
Did he? Well, you slowly are getting these things back together, you know, recouping these favours that are owed and signatures and bits of merch and what have you.
But yeah, he was a good interview on Matt, wasn't it?
And yeah, brilliant.
He's been through a lot in his life, hasn't he? And to do what he's done and still doing now. And it's nice to see him happy.
I still... Every time I think of that episode, I still can't get out of my head that image of when he talked about his lip literally hanging down to his bottom lip. Just the thought of it goes through me.
I can't believe it actually stuck when he left it there for an hour.
Just held it up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you've not heard that episode, go and check it out. That was round 17 with Matt Seawright. And then more locally for round 18, and I know one that you wanted to get on for quite a while, Daniel Thorpe.
Oh, another one. you know, we started off this season with two legends, didn't we, there, really? And, you know, Thorpe is such a nice guy and goes under radar quite a lot, but one of the best for me. And finally we got him in, because we have been trying since Series 1 to get that interview, haven't we? But obviously with one thing or another, it's not happened. But we finally pinned him down, didn't we?
We got him.
In Season 3.
I think, because he was first mentioned on Episode 1 with Peter Dunne, weren't he? They were good mates.
And I have been in contact with Daniel before Peter.
All right.
Well, round about the same time, and I knew they knew each other. And obviously Daniel's been a bit busy. But I think when my missus went to his house to get my book signed, because he lived round corner from where she worked at school, I think then he realised, I think I'm up for this. And as we got further on in the series, I think he thought, I fancy a go at this. And most of them do, don't they?
Yeah.
And they really enjoy it, don't they? And Daniel did.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, again, we couldn't start the series off really with two legends like we did, really. We were both in the Journeyman Cave book, which if you haven't read, please do. It's a cracking book by Mark Turley.
Oh, yeah, Journeyman. Yeah, that book. Yeah, you lent me that. I've got my own copy now.
Mm.
But, yeah. Then this is what I love about this, actually, doing this podcast, is that we go from two fighters who did Huggins of fights, and then we had, for round 90, we had Liam Wrighton, one of the nicest kids we've met, and, you know, not a long career, but I really, really enjoyed that episode.
I think Liam's probably, out of all the fighters we've done, I would say he's probably gone into the most detail.
Yeah, he did.
Very detailed into his fights, very passionate. And like I said, I could say about all of them, you know, I've been in touch with a lot of them for a while. But since obviously he's done that, he's now got his training license. I've heard he's going to maybe turn a couple of lads pro. And I'm sure we'll meet him again. He's a big fan of the show, isn't he?
Yeah.
He really is. And yeah, like you said, it just proved that sometimes you don't have to have hundreds of fights, you know, to be respected in this game.
Mm.
And Liam's definitely one of them. And like you said, it was a great interview with that. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did. Hopefully we will bump into him again. And then
We have been invited to his gym, by the way.
Have we? Oh, well, we'll put it on the list. There's lots of places we need to visit. But yeah, so then we moved on to the first heavyweight we've had on the show, Miles Willington, another one. And, you know, I know we keep saying it, but such a good episode. Really enjoyed listening to Miles' stories. Because, you know, he can. And what was it? His local village boozer is Gaza.
Yeah. Yes. But what a powerhouse he was.
Yeah, definitely.
He's definitely one, I think, who, when we brought him over, he loves Barnsley.
Is he?
Yeah, he wants to come back and try and do all the pubs.
Oh, we're doing pub golf with him, aren't we? Yeah, we'll have to get that set up, you know.
I think he fancies it and all, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Mm, well, I don't.
You can do a mini round if you want.
Yeah, I'll just go on half, sir.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd do them. But yeah, again, not a lot of fights, but you were in with some big, big lads. Mm. And as we know, the bigger they are, the harder they hit.
Yeah.
And you've got to be sound and on the ball all the time, the higher you go up in the weights. Not like in the small ones, like, but we all know they hit hard as they get bigger. And, a great episode with Miles. A true, true gentleman. And it was an absolute pleasure to be in his company, really.
Definitely.
And the job he does now, I mean, is in youth offender work, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, that takes a lot of, you know, that takes a lot of doing, does that. It takes a certain person to do that. So respect to him for that as well.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Miles, get in touch. We'll set up a date and we'll go and have a round or two. And so for next episode, we took a short trip again, went to Sheffield. Another legend, Cassa Sane.
You know, I'm sure Cash has still got my glove, you know, because I can't find that glove. What last
You've lost
person
the, to sign
it.
Gloves, haven't you? We can't find that. So keep that's an eye. Anybody keep an eye out for a Journeyman Cave glove.
Yeah, he's probably somewhere
wandering
in the street.
Around street somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. Cash, another one. Boy, that guy can talk and he knows his stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he does, yeah.
Very intelligent kid. He might put on a little bit of a silly face from time to time, but he is one smart cookie.
Yes.
And obviously, as he mentioned in his episode, he's got a lot of experience and he's going to pass that on now into his managing career, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a few fighters under him, hasn't he?
Yep. And I've no doubt he'll keep, like he says before on the episode, he will keep his stable small. And I think the reason he'll do that is because he'll want to look after them all properly.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing him going forward. Like I said, and he gave me a well done when I passed my seconds interview as well. And he's looking forward to seeing me in the corners. I'm sure we'll see him again. But yeah, a great interview. Another true legend. The third centurion of the series, wasn't he?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for your biscuits, Cash, you know, and the coffee.
Yeah,
and thank you to your wife as well.
Brilliant. And then back home for round 22, and we had a visit from Mitchell Smith. Mad Mitch.
Mad Mitch. Another one who's still got his looks in it.
Yeah, not Ave.
Yeah, he made the trip from Lincoln to come and see us. Thank you for that, Mitch. And he brought his lovely partner, Stacey. She had a little part in the interview, didn't she?
I think she chipped in, yeah.
She did. We didn't know about Kanye West all over the lights, did we? It's lucky she were there, really. So thank you for that, Stacey.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Another guy who'd been in with some great kids. Another one was, you know, didn't quite get to the century, but again, like they all do when they get past their 50 and 60 mark in their careers, you know, they've been in with some tough guys, and we are people like Mitch. The sport won't survive, and it was a pleasure to meet him. Another person who says he wants to come with Miles on the pub crawl.
Lippin' heck. Former Q, lads. Former Q. We'll get through them all eventually, I suppose. And then round 23, and another local boy. We've had one, Ben. We've got the other one, Ben Davies.
We had to get the barbarian on, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
How many times has he been mentioned, this guy?
Well, that's it. I keep saying he's probably the most mentioned boxer on all the other episodes. But his, you know, his knowledge on dieting and fitness and what have you. I mean, and speaking of fit, flipping heck, yeah, I felt really out of place sat next to him.
Yeah, coming with his vest on and all, didn't he?
A vest? I didn't want a vest since I was a kid.
No, I don't think I could get in a Vernon vest me if I tried, nah. But yeah, dedication to everything he does, and he's just passionate about whatever he does, and he wants to do things the right way, and he's a winner.
Yeah.
And like you said, he'd like to have a few more fights, but it didn't work like that. I'd like to see him getting back involved a little bit, to be quite honest. I know he's busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I think he still helps a few fighters out now with the diets. And as we know, he goes through things with a fine tooth comb, and he's very much respected in the game. And I'm sure he'll be helping a few fighters out in the future
as
well.
I hope so. And he's definitely one, I think, in a future episode, I want both Bens to come back together. And we'll have a chat with them both.
Well, we have had a few people saying, haven't we, that they want to come on in double acts.
Yeah.
Including people who have had on before.
Yeah, it's something I've thought about, and I think it is something we can do, definitely. It's just organising, same as hotels, isn't it?
No, Joe, we can't have you and Meriden on. I know you'd love to come on with Meriden or some one of your friends, but I don't think that's going to happen, mate. But cheers for letting us know. If you do lose a few listeners, we can always come back to you, can't we, mate? We'll take you back on that.
Great stuff. Well, and then we rounded off season three. Alistair Burt Warren, and brilliant guy. Came over for a day, didn't he, on his birthday, spent the night. We took him out after, had a few beers, and again, some of the tales, some of the fights he didn't mess about, did he?
The resume is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. From old fight, well, not old fight, but people who retired to current fighters now. He's been in with them all that way, and he's matched them as well, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Going eight rounds with John Ryder, you know, been in with Troy Williamson, Mark Jeffers, who just won title at the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, you just got to look at, just go and have a look at his record, and I'll guarantee you anybody, we couldn't leave anybody out, could we?
No.
There were virtually everybody you've been in with were either current up-and-coming stars or there were stars before, including Chris Eubank Jr. as well. And
yeah.
Apparently, we had a few people saying his Chris Eubank impression were quite funny.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah. Forgot
apparently,
about that.
So he might have got a career, you know, in impressions from what I've heard.
Yeah, it were brilliant way to round off the series. And obviously, I mean, we're not going anywhere. We've got people lined up for the next one. We'll be taking a trip, I'm assuming, I think, aren't we, in August?
Yes, it's all booked in, mate, I think. And we're going to try and get two or three done on that weekend, aren't we?
Fingers crossed. And I'll try and keep away from clean air zone or whatever.
Yeah, please do. So I think that tells you where we're going again, guys.
Yeah, we're going back to Birmingham. We're not dropping any names, but I'm excited.
Yes.
If it all comes together and happens how we'd like it to, there's some crackers coming up.
We're going to keep going, mate, and we're going to keep bringing these guys in.
Definitely.
And I'd just like to shout out to all the listeners.
Definitely. Well, yeah. Well, this is, you know, it's why we do it. We want people to listen to it and hear these stories. I mean, otherwise, we could just get them over for a pint. I won't have to set all this up. I could just do that. But no, it is. It's brilliant. And, you know, I've got friends who aren't knew nothing about boxing, knew less than me. And they listen to it and they love it. It's people's lives.
I mean, I'm sure we got a message, didn't we, off Michael Jennings as Jim, didn't we? The other day, saying how much he's enjoying him. I think they train Mark Jeffers. So, you know, it's stuff like that that means world to us, doesn't it?
Definitely.
And what should they always do, George, to his channel?
Subscribe.
Correct. If you subscribe, it really means a lot to us. If you could give us a what, George?
Like.
Yeah. Or what else can you do, George?
Follow.
Yeah. No, it means the world to us, and obviously as every download, every follow, every like means the world to us. And I always keep saying it, but I'm going to keep saying it. Thank you for listening, and please keep doing it, mate, if you want to carry on.
Follow us on our socials. You'll see every time we post a new episode. Said it before, you can get your own Journeyman Cave t-shirt. You follow the links in our socials. It's easy to find. If you want to buy me or Mark a drink, just, you know, if you can afford a few quid, send it our way. We'll, you know, it all goes towards funding these little trips, you know, where we can get to fighters who can't, you know, necessarily come up here. We'll take it to them because we want to meet them and hear these stories, don't we?
Yeah, so, and I think other people do as well, definitely. Mate. Not the Scarfy. I think we get, like I said, with the downloads we've had and the listeners we're having, you know, people are enjoying it and we just want to make it continue, don't we? We want to keep giving that away corner of voice. You never know, you might see me on the road.
That's it, you might become a familiar face yourself. You'll be coming back telling us your tales week after week.
Yeah, that'll be fun, mate. There'll be no good ones, I bet.
Brilliant. Well, thanks everybody for listening again, and we will be back very soon and start of the season 4. So keep an eye out for that one because there's some cracking names.
Most certainly is, mate. The most certainly is. So
cheers, everybody.
All the best. Saying bye, George.
Bye-bye.